In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
This is D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution here with the 205th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Everything you need to know about the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons have started practice. They had their first padded practice today. We're going to go through, we got an extra special guest this week, but we're going to go through what's going on with Hayden Hurst. Marlon Davidson, talk a little Charles Harris, and end with that crowded cornerback situation. But our special guest this week is former Falcon Warrick Dunn, part owner of the team, also the backfield mate of Jason Wright, who was named the president and CEO of the Washington Football Club, becoming the first African-American to hold that position in 100 years in the National Football League. So we caught up with Warrick on Tuesday, and here's what he had to say about his old running back mate who backed him up in 2004.
And what do you remember? I know that was a long time ago, but,
Yeah, I have to think on that. I just knew that he was, from what I remember, he was a hard worker. I mean, he studied the game, and to me, he just put in the work. And he was committed to his cause. So it's great to see somebody that played the game, understands the game, worked hard at his craft. It went into that area, and now he's, president. It's pretty remarkable. So, I'm sure a lot of people doubted him, but, he's taking the right steps. He's done it,
Any advice for him as yourself being a minority owner and so forth, any advice for somebody taking over that CEO role?
Well, you gotta keep your eyes and ears open. You gotta be open to listening and learning, hearing different sides, but I would always go with my gut, my instincts. He understands the game. He's been playing it his entire life. So I think if he just handles situations with his instincts, he's going to work on building the foundation so that it could be something solid for years to come. So if you just, don't reach for the stars, you start building toward, having that foundation before, before you get to the mountaintop. So, I would just be open but be confident in your decisions that you have to make.
Okay. Well,
there's Warrick. He said, be confident in your decisions that you make. That's part of the advice he would give Jason Wright, who played for the Falcons in the 2004 season, had 7 years in the league, got his MBA from University of Chicago, played at Northwestern, and is now the CEO of the Washington football team. Let's hear from Hayden Hurst. He said things are starting to click for him on the offense. It says starting to make sense. And then he talked about the blocking and how that can get better by working on his fits and so forth. Let's hear from Hayden Hurst.
Hayden, how's practice been going for you? What was the first day of padded practices like?
They've been going really well. Everything in the playbook that we've been going through is starting to click and make sense. I was able to play fast today and You know, I think that's when I'm at my best. You know, the more I get comfortable with this playbook and everything starts to make sense in my head, you know, the better I'm going to do on the field. But, you know, being back in pads is awesome. You know, it's been about 8 months, so it's nice to be back in it.
And then, you know, we've heard about your athleticism and route running. How's the blocking for you, and how do y'all get ready with, not so many padded practices?
Yeah, I think it all comes down to these walkthroughs and taking them serious and being a pro about those. It's just getting your footwork and getting your fits on guys. And once you throw the pads on, you know, every other day, kind of how DQ has it set up, you just got to get your fits. You know, you got to get your pads down. Take advantage of these padded practices. Like you said, we don't have that many of them. But it's just all about footwork, all about hand placement and setting your pads.
All right, Hayden Hurst on his blocking and getting more comfortable in the offensive attack. Number three, Charles Harris, the former first-round pick of the Dolphins. We wrote a story on him. It's on AJC.com. Talked to a scout, personnel man in the AFC that said, you know, confirmed what Harris told me. Harris said his problem in Miami was they were a two-gap defense. The previous regime before Brian Flores got there was a one-gap regime, and that's why they drafted him so high. They wanted him to get up the field and attack. So he didn't really fit in Miami's deep read and react, two gap and attack. That's what he told me, and I had it confirmed by a high ranking AFC personnel man. And so that's why we went with that. But yeah, they said even when he was a little too light at 252 to hold up in the two gap system, but in the one gap, just go get it. He should be better, although even when they had him doing that, he didn't do a great job, is what I'm told. But now that is to his strength, and that's what the Falcons try to do. They'll try to get him to play to his strength. And also we figured out that he's the replacement. If he can beat out Steven Means and, you know, Bailey, somehow there's 439 snaps out there for somebody, Claiborne got a lot of those after Tack got hurt, though. So if Tack holds up, maybe it's not that many. But there's definitely some backup defensive end snaps available. And the Falcons are thinking Charles Harris might be able to go get some of those. So we'll keep an eye on him. He's wearing number 92. Don't have to. That's Reggie White's old number. So if he starts making some sacks, maybe he's channeling that. But Charles Harris out of Missouri had a big game against Georgia in 2016. But, yeah, this is a scheme fit for him. He should be able to take off here, and we'll watch him over the next couple weeks, what Coach Dan Quinn said. If he can come to the forefront here in the next couple of weeks, he's going to get a shot to play some football for the Atlanta Falcons. Now let's go to Marvin Davidson, the second-round pick out of Auburn.
Hey, Marlon, just checking in. How has practice been going for you?
It's good, man. It's good. You know, good day to be out here. Been able to, you know, play football. You know what I mean? Glad this thing can get the rolling. You know, first day of pads, excellent. And I mean, just being out here, you know, it's been great. So.
The coach talked about your versatility. Where they've been putting you at, and how has it been going?
I play pretty much everywhere, like you were saying, you know, the versatility, different things like that. Playing a little bit more inside than outside. But, you know, sure, whatever you put me at, you know, I'm going to go. So that ain't the biggest thing about me, you know, man. I just want to be able to be on the field and be able to show my athleticism and be able to create habit. So.
Thanks, Marlon.
Little short run with Marlon Davidson. He's going to be playing inside. Gave us a little bit there. Went on to talk later about how he came to camp at 295, was at 296 before they went into pads, and so now he might drop a little bit, but he's playing inside, and they want him to get after it inside. We'll see how it goes, but certainly the rookie is upbeat and expect to see him on the field here too this season. Now, fourth point today, we started with our special guest, Warwick Dunn, discussed Hayden Hurst, Charles Harris, Marlon Davidson. And then lastly here, we're going to close out with the cornerback situation. When they added Darqueus Denard, like, okay, what does that mean? Because you drafted A.J. Terrell. You're hoping he could take over at left for Trufant. You got Isaiah Oliver at right. And Sheffield at the nickel last year. That's where he was at. So, Darqueus has played inside and out, but showed last year he had some very good numbers inside at nickel. And, we reported that, hey, they're going to look at him at nickel. And that's where he's been in practice and so forth. For the most part. Sure, they've been moving them all around. Like today, I wasn't concentrating on defense. I had the O-line. We'll look and see where he's at tomorrow. But so, if he's at nickel, where's Sheffield? Now, it's key this offseason that Falcons coach Dan Quinn said, hey, Sheffield could play inside and outside. So, I mean, okay, you got. So now we can, if Terrell can get ready to play, which he's off to a good start, then you got Sheffield and Oliver. So we got four corners in three spots. So we're going to see some competition here. There's a musical cornerback game going on. And the good defensive coaches tell you, Mark Quine used to say, you can never have enough good cornerbacks. People are throwing four and five wides out there. So, it's just got to figure out the right combination and when to get them on the field. So right now, it looks like they got four corners. If the rookie can play right away, if he can't, then you got some good options in Darqueus Denard and Sheffield. And then Oliver's going to have to, step it up to hold back Sheffield to hold on to his spot. So the competition should make this coverage unit better. And then one of my favorites behind all of those guys is Bleedy Ray Wilson, who you can put in the game, and he's going to be able to play for you. So, and I know they like him a lot also. But without any exhibition games, we go, it's going to be hard to see how they figure it out. But that's what they're challenged with this year is figuring out that cornerback situation and making sure the coverage is much, much better than it was last season. So with that, we're going to get on out of here from the 205th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Going to thank Warwick Dunn for answering his phone today. We appreciate that. We can call you up and you don't mind just jumping right on with us and discussing the issues of the day. So Warwick Dunn on Jason Wright. We Hayden Hurst, Marlon Davidson, Charles Harris. Keep an eye on Charles Harris. And we'll keep an eye on him for you since there won't be any games to watch. And then the cornerback situation. We already wrote about it being crowded back there. We'll hear from Isaiah Oliver tomorrow to get his take on how he's going to hold it down and try to hold off Sheffield or Darqueus or A.J. Terrell in that fight to play some cornerback. So if you want to follow us, you can follow us on Twitter at DOrlandoAJC. You can always go to AJC.com and bookmark that Atlanta Falcons page. We appreciate that. Our Facebook page is Atlanta Falcons News Now. So with that, we're going to get on out of here. Take care. This is the 205th episode of the Bowtie Chronicles podcast. Music by DJ Magic.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut, are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.
Hip-hop is a product of black people. It's a product of black song. A celebration.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution presents
hip-hop's most pulled elements are pulled from the South.
A Southern hip-hop store.
We always go back to that moment of the Source Awards.
Everybody wants your rhythm, but they don't want your blues.
The biggest names in hip-hop.
Atlanta is still the mecca for hip-hop.
50 years.
No one can deny.
One film.
The power of the South now.
The South got something to say. Streaming now at AJC.com/hip-hop.